Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the show that is based on kingdom principles. Principles that inspire, that teach and motivate. We're here to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And we are excited to be here. Isn't that right, Jeannie?
Meow.
Yeah.
Always, Dr. Tanji.
So what we got going on, Jeannie?
So much today. I'm so motivated because have one of my East Coast homegirls here who is taking over Los Angeles. And what she has done is what she calls, quotes, the best Los Angeles has to offer. So you can imagine, only imagine what she has that is that powerful, okay?
Yeah.
And also, someone is coming to the Dr. Tanji Lounge that has come from Florida, makes it to NBC's The Voice, and now doing a solo thing and trying to take over in his own path. And it's really all about the process of authenticity and believing that in faith. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
How'd you know that? Seriously, how'd you know? All right, guys, before all that greatness, right? Today, I want to put emphasis on the word faith, that belief, that conviction. And I kind of want to slow it down just a little bit because faith is our currency. And I want you to really, really hear me. When you're operating in kingdom principles, when you're operating as a kingdom citizen, then you know that what we see, because we walk by faith and not sight, can oftentimes blur where we are. It can blur our hopes and our dreams, and that can be challenging. So I'm sitting one afternoon and I'm writing. And I said, okay, now, what is this thing that's called faith? And why is it being tested so? And then I discovered that whenever you open your mouth to say, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I've been dreaming about. It's got to be tested. And that test can, oh my God, can feel like, I've lost my mind. Are you serious? Do you really think I'm going to be able to go through this? Yes, you will. Absolutely, you will. But the safest way to avoid tests, don't say anything. Don't make any declarations. Just stop dreaming. And if that happens, oh, God forbid that it does, you'll find yourself on a perpetual roller coaster, just kind of going through the motions, going through your 9-to-5, going through, wake up, you get ready for work, you go to work, you deal with whatever is there, and you're back home. Sunday, you go to church or whatever that Sunday looks like for you. So I want you to think about it like this. The minute you discuss and decide what you're going to do and you're moving forward, just go ahead and mentally prepare that, okay, this is going to be tested. With that, your tests are not sent to you to destroy you. And I need you to know that. Your tests are sent to prove, do you really want it as bad as you say you do? And you will never know who you are until you're tested. Tests are sent to get you ready physically, mentally, spiritually, and it's a part of your assignment. The most important power that you can possess as a human being is your faith. And you'll oftentimes hear me say, whatever you do, I don't care how angry you get. I don't care how sad you get. I don't care how despondent you get. Do not lose your faith. Your faith is your compass. It's that conviction, as I said before. It will be okay. It will work in your favor. But you got to keep your faith. Now, your belief and conviction creates your confidence. Never, ever, ever walk outside of yourself, walk outside of your home, walk outside of your character without that confidence and knowing, I got this. If you have faith, the confidence that it produces is unimaginable. I do not take it lightly that I get an opportunity every Wednesday to come and be a part of something that is so much bigger than me. And I learned a long time ago that someone is going through something not for themselves, but for the person or persons that will come after them. Last week was a very challenging week for me. I won't bore you to tears with the details, but my test was faith, my faith was tested. And it was tested in such a way that I'm thinking, oh, dear God, I know you love me, but man, I wish you didn't love me so much. I wish you didn't trust me so much. But it was a but God moment. So I can emphatically tell you, you're going to be just fine. You tie a knot in that thing called faith, and you hold on for dear life. And no matter what, you keep saying, I know I got this. I know I got this. I know I can do this. Surround yourself with people who are there for support. They're to support you. I almost got embarrassed to tell someone, I need a hug. I need you to, would you just whisper to me that everything's going to be okay? And when I got that reassurance, you got this, you can do this, just stand. And that's what I had to do. So I'm here as an example. You got this, you can stand, and I'll wait for you. I'll hold your hand. We'll walk through it together. And on the other side, we won't have to wait to rejoice to get to that. We're going to rejoice while we're holding hands and walking together. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right.
And you always, you can always walk with Dr. Tanji. It doesn't matter. You can interact with her at Dr. Tanji Show. I can't tell you at this particular moment on Facebook and Instagram because it's been shut down since I must have been like this morning. I thought I was off. I was like, no, internet is paid. You know, what's going on? But so the entire world is forced to go to Twitter. I know Twitter's like, ha ha, you have to come to us anyway.
I thought there was a glitch with my phone.
Exactly. Oh, really? Look, checking your bars. No, it's not you. It's it's definitely Instagram, Facebook. I mean, a computer glitch across the planet. So everybody's freaking out. And just to think that that's how we are controlled now. Isn't that insane?
But it feels good to be disconnected.
Exactly.
I like the disconnection.
That's good.
Speaking of connected, that you are. That doesn't apply to you, Dr. Tanji, or to you, our incredible guest on the Dr. Tanji Lounge Chair, Lexi Child, successful career woman, originally East Coast, New York, and has come to Los Angeles. You actually, Dr. Tanji talks about faith, authenticity. Yep. You stepped out of everything you've known, and as a New York girl, You know, New York is strong. If anything, your faith is tasted in New York. When you make it out of there, you got it going on, and you come over to what I call L.A. the jungle. Because you got to be bad to survive in L.A.
Yes.
I never understood why my friends would come here from East Coast in like 90 days and be homeless. I'm like, well, what happened? What are you doing? I said, you can't be partying that hard in Hollywood. But I understand. I call it the palm tree syndrome. Get caught up real quick if you're not focused.
Exactly.
Oh. And so you have everything you've known has been PR, and you come to L.A. and create a business that is flourishing. Can you talk to us about why you decided to do it, how you did it, and how it's going on?
Well, when I left New York seven years ago, I definitely stepped out on faith because I am a city girl. I am a New York epitome of a New York city woman. Mm-hmm. I was born in Miami. However, I was raised up north. And leaving New York for me was almost a burden let go because, you know, I thrive in environments of creativity.
Okay.
New York is amazing for creativity, right. But sometimes those gloomy weather months, it plays on your attitude, it plays on your emotions.
Okay.
And I had been planning to come to LA for almost 5 years. So I had the opportunity.
Wow.
I left, packed everything up, sold a few things, came out here. I was like, all right, I'm about to start a job in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Let's just see what this is about.
Okay.
And I knew a few people out here. Okay. A few of my friends left New York and came here.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell in love with LA.
Yeah.
And, you know, back to what Jeannie was saying, a lot of people come from the East Coast,
right.
come here thinking that they have all the same benefits and that it applies to them.
Right.
No. Whatever you had going on in New York is what you had going in New York. You're not going to come over here thinking that you have this entitlement because – they don't know you out here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to create your own niche. You got to create your own piece of LA.
Okay.
You got to create that bond. And for me, I was lucky because a lot of my friends from New York moved around the same time I did.
Okay.
So we had a great balance.
Yeah.
And I've always been a businesswoman. Okay. I was in publicity for about 10 to 15 years.
Okay.
And my father is in the music industry and reggae music because we're Jamaican.
My husband loves reggae music.
Oh, you should.
Seriously. Yeah. Midnight, Sizzla, he loves.
Yes. So I've always been in entertainment, but I wanted something that would be a household name brand that would have longevity.
Okay.
I just didn't want to be a overnight boutique online or overnight sensation. I wanted something that people would have solid in their homes, and that, you know, I would be a household name.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I love perfume and I was always interested in fragrances.
Okay.
So I got into olfaction and studying perfume fragrances.
Nice. Yeah.
And it started to develop from there. And I was like, what could I come up with? And I was like, you know, I love candles. I've always loved candles.
Huh.
So I said, you know what? We're going to make this brand called Scene, because I'm always on the scene.
That's that branding. I love it. I love it. And everybody, that's something that we always say, and it's such a LA thing, you know, or even New York when you're talking about events and being on the scene.
Yeah. Because with publicity, I was on the scene. I had to, you know, usher my clients in or think events that I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I lived in New York, I lived in Miami, and then I lived in Los Angeles. So I said, let me come up with some fragrances. My first flagship, a signature sense of where I lived and what it means to me and the fragrance notes.
Oh
so
gosh.
I did three scents that reminded me of where I came from. And I just wanted people to know I was born in Miami. New York raised me in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am.
Wow. And you know, a lot of times what I love about what Lexi is saying is that, you know, sometimes we think about what we're passionate about, something you want to step out on. You start thinking too much.
Yes.
You actually just thought about what you love and what you're passionate about. You're talking about scents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what is going to make other people feel good. Just
That's
as simple as that.
Wow.
Yeah.
How I get about it. That?
Yeah. And I just wanted something that, you know, other young women who are you know, looking into businesses or young girls that it just doesn't have to be about makeup. It doesn't have to be about your Gucci or your Prada or this and that.
Thank you.
There's
or your injection, your body injection. I just had to because that's the that's the number one thing. I mean, you're talking about everything else. No, I wish I was a surgeon because that is where it's at, Dr. Booty. Okay, so that's great. Yeah.
And as a woman of faith, I, you know, it's not about materialistic things.
Right.
It's, you know, there's a whole market out there in domestic household products. Mm-hmm. And we don't tap into it because we just are so focused on I'm the brand. It's about me. And let's make it all about me. And this is what I sell.
Huh.
Rather than this is the brand. It's quality product.
I love it.
Buy this. Absolutely. It is a luxury brand. I don't need to be in any of these ads.
I love it.
It's about the candle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this, Alexi.
Yeah.
You said you were a woman of faith.
Yes.
What did you focus on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. When you decided, okay, I'm going to move from comfortability to, oh God, where what's going to happen here?
It was like that. I had stability in New York. Mm-hmm. I was also, I had a lot of things going on. But for me, at the end of the day, I need to think about my 401k, my children, and just stability in the long run, mm-hmm. and not what's going to happen for me right now,
okay.
in the present, thinking about the long run. So for me, coming to LA, I was definitely scared because I did not have any family, but okay. I knew a few people out here. Okay. But it was definitely nerve-wracking. I think for the first year, I was homesick and I was a little depressed,
okay.
because you just can't throw a city girl into. I was living in Irvine, and why did I do that?
Irvine is nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
That's Orange County, right? Orange County? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Orange, beautiful, but just not for me.
Not for you. Wow.
God bless anybody.
Not coming from the Big Apple, though. It's a transition.
It is a transition. Is. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to someone who says, I'm listening to this woman, Dr. Tanya, I got you. You know, I know where you're coming from, but how do I do that? How do I get there?
As far as moving or just entrepreneurship?
Your entrepreneurship.
Don't talk about it. Execute. If you have a dream, you have something that you want to do, do your due diligence, do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Ask people that have done it, mm-hmm. who are successful.
Mm-hmm.
Ask people that are businessmen themselves.
Okay.
You can't ask your cousin that works at Chick-fil-A. No disrespect to Chick-fil-A. Absolutely. I love
Absolutely.
Chick-fil-A.
I do too.
But you can't ask somebody who doesn't know anything about business, who doesn't know anything about...
Okay.
They're not going to guide you in the right... They'll be great for support, but they're not going to guide you in that way. But I tell everybody for self-research, do your own research. Just get on the internet. Everything is there.
Mm.
Talk to people. Go outside of your realm. Step outside of your box.
Right.
Talk to people that you would be afraid to talk to and don't be intimidated. Mm-hmm. And as far as executing, don't just talk about it. Be about it.
Huh.
And
I love it.
I feel a lot of people have these grand schemes and these grand ideas,
mm-hmm.
and they're great,
right.
but they just don't have the drive to finish what they started. And I feel that, you know, sometimes people procrastinate and blame it on life and finances. There's so many ways to get around that. And especially for women, you know, we like to put our I've done this myself, and this is why I can talk about it.
Okay.
I've let relationships, I've let family, I've let friends or just whatever was going on in my life stop me from what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I had to refocus. I had to cut people out of my life. I had to just get in my zone, get creative.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, if you're a single mother or if you're married or whatever, and you're just, I don't have enough time.
Right.
You got to make the time.
Mm.
You got to carve out that time and, you know, go away for the weekend. Take a day. Go to a cafe. Go just anywhere where you can find inspiration and just do what you got to do.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if money's an issue, for me, I did everything on my own and I was doing it from check to check. And I didn't get a loan. I didn't borrow any money from anybody.
I love it.
And I you know, I had a budget. Mm-hmm. I knew the materials and the raw cost of everything. Mm-hmm. And I would just buy little as possible. And then when I finally had everything together, I was like, all right, I have my glasses, I have my boxes, I have my packaging, I have everything. So, okay, now let's put the pieces together and let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Do you hear this?
What I love about Lexi Child, as opposed to, you know, some people when they are articulating their moves, she's giving just layman's terms, realistic.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Absolutely.
Just do it.
Absolutely.
Research, mentor. I mean, the greatest gift is Google. I mean, and I love the fact that you said just stepping away, because we're all guilty of it, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. getting in your space and focus on what you have to do. And it's amazing when you put that energy in, it's amazing how things start to shape and happen.
Yeah. You better believe it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you this about having independent, like stepping away. My boyfriend will tell me, you know what? I need to get something done. I need my space for a little bit. And I'm like, why? I just want to cuddle. Right. And he's like, I need to do this and that. I'm like, all right, go ahead. Go do it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, come back a week later. I'm like, did you get it done? Yeah, I got this done. I got the deck done. I got this. I got the garage. I was like, all right.
Wow.
Yeah. So sometimes you just.
Yeah. Just
having your space and, you know, and just not feeling afraid to tell somebody or your friends or your family, listen, I need to focus. I need to mash out. This is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. Love you. Don't take it personal. I need to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Was there ever a time, Lexi, mm-hmm. when you're doing your due diligence mm-hmm. and you're doing everything, you've got it mapped mm-hmm. out and you said check to check or what have you, was there ever a moment in that space from mm-hmm. here to there mm-hmm. that you said, you know what, I don't know if I can do this. What am I doing here?
So when I initially started, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to make candles. So I said, let me try some companies that do private labels. So I went to them and, you know, this is like private labels who do perfumes and mm-hmm. products. And she told me that the minimum order was probably like 5,000 pieces. And I said, okay, I don't have that type of budget.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. So it took me 3 years to do my research and learn how to make candles. It's not easy. It's mm-hmm. a science. Mm-hmm. You just don't put a wick in there.
Right.
It's trial and error.
Right.
And it's testing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think it's just, oh, you just pour wax and put some fragrance. No. It's a science.
Yeah. With the fragrance, mm-hmm. what fragrance is Miami?
Okay, so that was my original collection. Miami was a sort of a tangerine neroli, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
because when you think of Florida, you think of oranges and you think of fresh. And
absolutely,
I love neroli and I love bergamot.
Oh my god, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Like she said, the best in LA. So talk about everything that your company, Sin Candel, offers. We know candles, and I'm sure just the way that it sounds, you know, I'm waiting for pillows and everything else that's sexy and hot in the house.
Absolutely. So these candles are coconut wax based because I did my research on wax. A lot of people do use paraffin derivatives mm-hmm. in their candles or straight paraffin, and it's not proven, but there has been testing where paraffin is toxic.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And those are type of things that are made from a certain, I don't want to quote it incorrectly, but I could say petroleum.
Okay.
And that's not good.
And I would think that too, it burns completely differently.
It has a different smell because my nose is very, I pick up on different things. I can smell a different smell versus paraffin, soy, and coconut. Mm. And coconut is coconut. It's the actual meat of the coconut hydrogenized and turned into a wax form. And, you know, if you spill some on your hand or you spill it, it's okay. You can rub it in your skin.
Oh, my gosh.
And coconut wax is great.
My gosh.
But you can't eat this type of coconut
wax. It smells like you can, though. When the candle's good, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Why would you do that? Well, I'm just excited about all of your products, what you have going on, and just straight girl power.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I did bring you guys some stuff so you guys could sample.
Thank you.
There's three here, but you guys can fight over whichever whatever fragrances and, you like.
And we will, because I already have plans to sit in a hot tub and burn Marcin Pandel. And if anybody is interested in your product, what, how can they interact?
At scenekendel.com, and I'll spell it as scenecandele.com. And I'm on Instagram. We're on all social media platforms.
Give it up for Alexi Child. That's what I'm talking about. Straight girl power. And I just I just see the billboards coming. I mean, I'll be like, yes, Lexi, we're just smelling good. And just the entire scent of L.A. is going to be Scene Candel. I believe that. I'm excited, and I just know that like so much is coming, so I can't wait to come to your location just see what other scents are in development.
Absolutely. So I have 5 fragrances. I brought you guys 3. Mm-hmm. I will be in Fred Siegel in May. So we
She's just gonna like roll that out like that's just regular. Okay. All right.
You can actually go to a store now and smell the fragrances.
That is so awesome.
Fascinating. That is fascinating.
And the store that it's gonna be in is Maris Collective. So and Maris Collective is all over the world. I'm really thankful and blessed.
I'm so happy for you. Thank you. I am so happy for you.
And keep up with Lexi Child on the scenecandel.com website, because like I said, you want to also invest and support brands that are great and you know they're authentically tested. Lexi Child. There it is. And thank you for being on the Dr. Tanji Show. Make sure if you have any questions, again, entrepreneurship, I mean, again, don't forget about the, examples, just real life examples that Lexi just gave. I mean, mentors, researching yourself about what you want to do, competition, what it takes, and you'll be amazed a lot of times too when people if you ask them, they want to help. A lot of times you say you're maybe intimidated. If you ask them, they love to give advice and talk about what they've done, so eat that up and go. So then you'll be the next Alexi Child we're talking to.
I know, absolutely.
And Lexi, feel free to call in 323-203-0815. Coming up on Dr. Tanji's couch, again, Sky, PK Kid, Florida, how you go from there to number one NBC The Voice, and on the streets of Los Angeles with a power single and taking Instagram by storm. So that's coming up while I smell on my Scene Candel. Excuse me.
Thank you so much, Lexi.
This is great. Wow. Thank you, guys.
So guys, you heard it first. This lady here is on fire, and we are so excited and blessed by her presence. All goodness to you, dear. Thank you so very much for our gifts. Now, you heard it, right? There's absolutely nothing that you cannot do once you put your mind to it, once you put your conviction to it. All things are possible, and we do know that. I liken that to, we cannot do anything. There's nothing we can do outside of Him, but with Him, all things are possible, and I am a living witness to that. So, with that being said, we love, love, love all of the support that we've been given. And I'm eternally grateful that you trust me enough to tune in. Transparency is where I'm coming from. I do not profess to be one without sin or one without flaws or one without hiccups. But I do profess that I am growing. And in that growth, I am very grateful. If you've ever had an opportunity to, I say had an opportunity to be with me or my with you, then you know that I do love to love. And it is what I live by. This year, as we're waiting for our next guest, I will be celebrating 27 years of being cancer-free. And I'm clapping because it is my daddy that I give all of that glory and honor to.
what I've learned in this life is that you do not take anything for granted. I did a post once and I said, if I have offended you, if I have said I was going to do something and did not do it, if I hurt you or made you disbelieve in anything, then I am truly, truly sorry and I want you to forgive me. And in that, I had to learn how to forgive myself. And forgiving yourself is very, very important. So, again, thank you for all of the support, all of the love, all of the DMs and the text messages. And the show is really designed for you because you do matter. Now, without further ado.
Oh, man. Come right on in. Look, look, that's how we're doing it.
Oh, my gosh. When I was told that this gentleman was going to be coming to the show, I got so excited.
Wow.
Because when you dare to dream and those dreams become reality, and no matter what, you get that, no matter what in your spirit, you are able to showcase the gifts, the talent. Thank you so very much.
I'm glad to be here. Thank y'all for having
Wanda
me.
Wanda Bose, no,
absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely.
It's like we've been like a kindred spirit on Instagram. And like I said, it's insane today because Instagram and Facebook, I can't believe we're connected to the social media thing like that. But it shuts down and it's like, okay, well, what do you do? Which is insane. That's why I love, we have to always come back to direct communication.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's so important.
It's so, so important.
Yes,
and
yes.
To watch this amazing artist from PK Blood, the whole, you know, Preacher's Kids crew, you know, Florida to NBC's The Voice. That was what, season 12, 2017?
I don't even know.
Just well, look, shutting stuff down, okay? And then stayed here in L.A., amazing single, My Dearest. And I love what you're doing. Please. You got an insane underground buzz. Of course, mainstream knows you from, you know, being on a top show like The Voice. But I love what you're doing and reintroducing yourself and your own project. Can you talk about what the transition has been like going from a reality show and now doing your own thing? As honest as you can be, besides look, all the stuff that we really know about in the industry, right?
Well, I feel like reality TV is what people want you to be. You know, you got to wear this, you got to sing this, you got to do this, you got to, you know, kind of, it's like what the producers want you to portray on screen. But I feel, you know, as an artist, you know, now that I have my own project now, I can just kind of really be me. Not to say that I wasn't me on the show, but there are a lot of things that I wanted to change that they didn't quite agree with, and that was kind of the
You know, absolutely.
Don't go in telling people what to do.
Exactly.
But you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm an artist, and you know, I want to be truthful, and I want to be honest about whatever it is that I do musically, on TV. I don't want to be a phony.
And Dr. Tanji today, her whole theme was about authenticity.
Yeah.
And, you know, being true to that. And in this industry that we love so much, I worked with American Idol for so long and still do. I love the brand for, I think, the storytelling of what they do. It makes you connect. Mm-hmm. And but then, you know, like I said, it's unfortunate because the artists don't realize this is everything that I wanted, but the ills that come along with the game, absolutely, you don't know until you're inside. And it's like, oh, like you said, we'll fill it in the gap and keep it nice.
I didn't know.
But the blessing in all of that is,
love your shoes, by the way. But anyway,
thank you.
Thank you. Look at the shoe game.
And you know, just realizing how much you learn and grow. But then I think that that has so much to do with why people are finding you, mm-hmm. and people who may not have even seen you on The Voice. And Adam Levine compared you to Prince. First of all, how did that feel? That just popped in my mind. I was like, wait a minute. This is a guy that Adam Levine compared you to Prince. Yeah. What was that moment like?
Well, it was crazy. Very crazy. And I was so scared that I'm like, please don't let them air that. Because, you know, I think he had kind of just passed away. And I didn't want, like, the hate mail. You ain't Prince. What the hell you think you are? And,
right.
You know, and I'm like, I didn't say it. But it was really the highest compliment. And I felt it was very sincere. And, you know, mm-hmm. Prince is an icon. And, you know, I study the greats all the time.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
And I'm like, in your bio, you called out. I mean, Dr. Tanji calls out, you know, my home legacy, Marvin Gaye, uh-huh. I mean, Donny uh-huh. Hathaway. Oh, when you have young Donny artists Hathaway. That appreciate Come and study on,
absolutely.
That you type of authenticity.
Yeah.
Because it never Aretha. Dies. Yeah. It never dies. Aretha will never die.
Absolutely.
Donny Hathaway will never die.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Absolutely.
You know, and they created the blueprint, and you have to go back to the blueprint. God put those people here for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know, they say, yeah, there'll never be another Aretha, but and there will never be a Donny Hathaway. And yes, that's true, but God put them here as he did a Sarah Vaughan and an Ella Fitzgerald so that we can study from them and become who we are.
Right.
You know?
That's why you're going to make it. I mean, that's you happen to be talented too.
I appreciate
it. But just your base. And let me ask you, I'm sure coming from the church and they knew you had something at the age of 10, you were doing your thing. Mm-hmm. What have been the challenges coming from the South and the difference in being traditional and coming mainstream?
Well, I know a challenge for me was, you know, my grandmother wanted me to go into gospel. My grandparents, both of them, because my grandfather's a pastor. And they would have rather you go into the gospel field and do the thing. But I feel like what I do is ministry.
Mm. You know, absolutely.
I may not be saying hallelujah and all that, but at the end of the show or whenever I perform, I don't want you to leave empty. Yeah. You know, it's just like when you go to church and you're revived.
Yeah.
I want you to come to my show and kind of be revived. I want you to listen to my music and kind of get a cleansing. You know, I just don't want to make music to be commercial or just put a beat that's popular.
Yeah.
Forget that. Cause that stuff is, what is the word I'm looking for? Sleeting.
Uh-huh.
So you want your stuff to be everlasting.
Absolutely.
And that is the key in great music. I always tell artists when they come to work with me or develop, I'm like, great music is great music. You have a great song. And something like as simple as songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
If it was so, your greatest songs are four lines and they're the most simple phrases.
Mm-hmm.
You know that is a gift that you and great songwriters have because everybody would do it. But a great song is solid and it never fades.
Absolutely.
That's what I fall in love with. I'm
absolutely.
Like, wow. And you have that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
That.
And
absolutely.
Then somebody else sent me to you as well from a totally different direction. That's how I knew you had it. And then when I listened to you, I was like, oh, he's the real deal.
Wow.
He's a real deal.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say that if I like give you the meow, you know, as a kid, you said the stamp, that's it. That's it.
Please listen to that. Seriously.
I gave that same stamp to Life Jennings, Neo, and somebody over for my good friend, John Legend. They teased me really bad on all of them. They said, John Legend, oh, his voice is alternative. Mm-hmm. He's under Kanye. Where is he going to fit? I said, please, he's a class act, and he says what ladies want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They joke me real bad about Neo. Real bad. He's corny. His name's corny. Where is he going to go? He invited me to an intimate set, and I said, okay, so he's performing. His pen game was sick.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, no. He's going to be around for a long, 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 long time. And then Life Jennings, his situation was so embarrassing that I had to apologize to him live on air because I assumed that his single must be nice. I assumed, well, I looked at his image, shame on me, and assumed he was hip hop. He was straight rap. Mm-hmm. And the record rep came in the studio. And I was like, well, if they not coming as clear and spitting like Jay-Z, I mean, I can't take another one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wheezy. And so he came in and I was like, oh, this is the R&B dude?
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
I apologized to him live.
I love it.
He had a meet and greet at Howard University right after the show. Went, put his posters up and everything. And he was like, oh, you're good. I was like, no, you're good. And so he invited me to New York. SOBs the next weekend. And I was so blown at his authenticity.
Yeah.
Him on strings. I cried in the first like 60 seconds. I was like, oh, you going to be around? Look, my ovaries start flipping over. I was like, oh, no, but I'm just saying, if you got it,
if you got it.
He was straight soul. This wasn't even like this, even though he's going through a lot of R. Kelly.
Yeah.
No, when Life was performing, it was straight blues and soul. So I meant that in the most genuine way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I placed a couple of nannies in his home when I lived in Atlanta.
Yeah.
One of the nicest persons, Joy, one of the nicest persons that you'll ever meet in your life.
Oh, you're talking about his children's mom?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
oh
my gosh. Beautiful lady.
Yes,
absolutely beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Segwaying
into
you. Your gifts make room. And they bring you before great men. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. And you talked about how grandfather PK, mm-hmm. I mean, a preacher.
Right.
Was there ever a time where you said, oh, dear God, I can't really use my gift. I can't hone in on my talent because if I do, I'm not serving him.
Never.
Huh.
Never. Never, ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, never, ever.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And I mean that in all honesty, because there are times mm-hmm. when people will say, unfortunately, yeah. if you do that, mm-hmm. then you're out of the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Religion, mm-hmm. and I love people that have different faiths. Mm-hmm. I really do. That particular faith didn't work for me.
Right.
I had to seek the kingdom. With every fervor in my body. Mm-hmm. And I left that tradition. I left what made me feel good because, and I say this for me, when I was shouting, mm-hmm. I'd shout. Mm-hmm. You can beat me speaking in tongues.
I know that's right.
But on Tuesday,
yeah,
I was worried. Oh, dear God, how am I going to pay this? And how am I going to do this? Mm. It was good for, I got my fix.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not downing anyone who is still there. Mm-hmm. It just, when you are really kingdom minded, you really are free.
Absolutely.
And he makes you free.
Yeah.
So for you to be doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. thank you so, so very much. Thank you for every tear. Oh, thank you for everything that you went through because you were tested. You did come out on the other side. You don't look like what you went through.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And it is
a sermon.
It's an honor to be in front of a king.
Oh man. It's an honor to be in front of two beautiful queens.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And this is actually my first promo for this song.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I got some more stuff coming, but this is the first.
Oh my God.
So I had to make sure we got her first. No,
can,
I mean,
can
I knew.
Sing?
Oh, no, we're going to do that, but I got one quick question before you bless us with your incredible vocals. Do you and Chance the Rapper, do y'all have the same dad?
Let me tell you something.
I kid you not. Thought about coming to scoop you up. I said, he gonna think I'm crazy. I said, I can go do a promo at the Grove. We can go somewhere and I can do a meet and greet, a sign. Chance the Rapper just got married last weekend. I can say, you know what? He is married, but he's still out here doing things. I said, I can scoop up. I said, I can get one, and then we can just go do a signing and be done. Be good. So do you know if y'all's daddy?
Oh, listen. My God, Jesus.
And if you don't know. You know, people don't always tell stories. We all know some of our people have kept secrets. I'm just saying.
That is funny. No.
Have you met him yet?
I have not met him, and I actually want to. I actually want to work with him.
No, absolutely.
Ooh, all right, you know Chance.
What? Oh, I even have right, a song, Chance. Chance. No, I have a song.
No, tears are in my eyes because the power of you two, because he's nothing but street ministry, straight up. Oh, and yeah. I knew, and I didn't even know.
Yes, he is.
When I was first hearing him, I was coming from someplace in LA. I was like, oh my gosh, who is this? They don't like you. You don't know Chance Rapper? I was like, yeah, but I said, this is, it was church in hip hop.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's not going anywhere.
Oh no, absolutely not.
He's not going anywhere. Wow. Yeah. Y'all would be sick together.
Oh man. Sickness.
According to your faith.
Oh yes.
According to your faith.
Believe it's going to happen.
Oh, I never seen
it. But him, I want to work with him. Okay. I want to work with, you know, Anderson Paak.
Anderson Paak. He's so good.
I want to work with him.
All right.
And I want to work with Daniel Caesar. And I want to work with Chaka Khan.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
And that I have the songs. Have
you
the
already
song.
Have it.
I got the song. I got then the records.
It's, and it's I bet you got, already got a sick catalog.
It's a matter
already.
Of time. It's just a matter of
well,
time.
Well, listen, I'm going to close my eyes. Dr. Tanji, again, if you can just bless us with your new single.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dearest.
My dearest.
I'll give you just a piece of it.
Yeah.
Just a sweet snippet. A sweet snippet.
You know, singers like put on the spot, but.
Kwandabos, give it up.
Yeah.
I have cried so many tears over you. But baby, I do. Said I really do. Sing it, I love you, I love you, I love you, baby, I do. That's it.
Wow. Oh my god.
What else is there? What else is like, yes. That's yeah, you say, yeah. Yes. Whatever you say, yes.
I'm so excited right now.
Oh man.
The inspiration. You got to tell me, what is the underlying inspiration behind that?
Oh man. Honestly.
Yeah.
It's deep. Like I almost cry thinking about it. But honestly, as a creative and a person living in LA, it can be so tough.
Ah, tell me about it.
And so, what's dearest to me?
Yeah,
you know, when I was writing the song, of course, my family, you know, of course that,
absolutely.
But it was industry and music and trying to make it and trying to break through.
Okay.
And trying to get over that, get through that glass ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm like, man, I'm trying, I'm fighting, I'm spending my money, I'm doing videos. Like, what else do I have to do to get through that ceiling?
So would you say at your lowest point?
Mm.
What is my lowest point?
Or would you say, is that where your breakthrough happened?
I think so. And I think that's where the song was birthed, you know? Because people think it's about a relationship. I haven't had that love experience yet. Don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
But, you know, my love experience has been, you know, being here, not seeing my family for music. I'm not seeing my family. I'm not.
That's your love.
Come on, baby.
I'm not living a normal life. This is not normal.
No.
LA, it's not normal.
Sorry. Nope.
But I'm doing this because I love music. Hate the industry. Love music.
Thank you.
You know? And you know, going broke. You know, sometimes I've gone broke for you. I've wondered if I'm a joke to you. You know, that is like, that's deep and that's serious.
Come on, baby, come on.
It's serious, you know?
Wow.
But I got to stop. Wow. I got to stop talking about that. And then a lady came to me and said to me, in her situation, she said, my mom, I was just taking care of my mom. My mom was she had cancer and she just died. Like this happened last week. And she said, I played that song over and over again because what was dearest to her was her mother.
Oh, my gosh.
And the things that she went through with her mother. Yeah. And she's cried tears over her mother. Almost lost her mind over her mom.
Wow.
So, you know, it can just take on different meanings for different people.
Absolutely.
And, of course, you have the relationship factor.
Yeah.
You know? Your meaning, Kwandabos, is authentic.
Yes.
And it's enough. And that is why I know you're going to be massive. And you'll remember that Jeannie Jones. She sat there and told me over and over.
I received that.
She threw that in my DM and about the Tanji show. Yeah. Just because of what you just said.
Absolutely. Now, he trusts you. You know that, don't you?
He is in God.
Mm,
I hope so.
He trusts you. To whom much is given, much is received.
Yes,
much
ma'am.
Is required.
Yes, ma'am.
All right?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're going to go out of here, and your life is not going to be the same.
Yes, ma'am.
In a good way.
Yes, ma'am.
All right? Thank you.
I'm honored.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And everybody that wants to interact and follow every step of your incredible journey mm-hmm. that's getting ready to go to another level,
yeah.
what is your... on your social media.
Yeah.
Kawan DeBose. That's KawanDeBose. Kawan DeBose everywhere.
I love it.
He'll be in your city and in your inbox and in your ear
yeah.
and streaming on all of your downloads. Trust.
Mm-hmm.
I never steer you wrong on music.
Oh my God.
Maybe some other stuff, but not music.
that
I can vouch for.
The name of the new single is My Dearest. It's everywhere. Kawan
my
DeBose.
Dearest. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Wow. You said it.
Yep. I told you.
You did.
I told you.
She
I don't
did.
Know. I love everybody. I don't snap everybody, though.
Well, we've had an amazing show. Thank you so, so very much for your time. We're not the creators of it. You took something that you do not create, and you shared it with us. Thank you.
Honor.
All right, guys. Until next time on the Dr. Tanji Show, thank you so much for your support. We'll see you next time. Yeah?
Bye.
Bye.
And fix Facebook and Instagram.
You're listening to the Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott.